That's the way it goes.
I still get some puss-puss.
Some puss-puss.
Yeah.
It's like pizza-pizza.
I don't like saying pussies, though. I say
either.
Wait, can I could curse on this, right?
Yeah,
I'm not trying to keep it a family show, right?
Or we just got kicked off iHeart, but that's
right. Okay, it's all good. Puss-puss.
No. Yeah. Puss-puss.
That's a good word.
This is the actual podcast. Here we go.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He's the only
wake way. Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Everybody. Wake up late. Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in the
place.
Wake up late now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody. I said one, two, three. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Thank you, Elgin. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's
good
Tuesday,
old Elgin.
May 21st. Jackie Sanchez is here.
Hello.
And special guest, Cisco.
What's up? A round of applause.
What's up, everybody? And I'm back. Everybody's back. Although my back is killing me. I have a pinched nerve. So if I... You won't... Facebook Live will notice it because of my mannerisms. But on the radio, you may hear it. You know what I mean?
You may hear it.
You may hear it. You may hear a crack. I cracked my neck because I was flying. I flew home last night from San Diego.
What, did you have a middle seat?
No, fuck. I was on Southwest, baby. Early bird.
Early bird?
I early bird the Southwest.
Oh,
I get,
shit.
You know, I almost punched this fucking lady behind me, though.
Why?
First of all, she was a, nothing that matters. I'm just explaining that. This doesn't, I'm not saying her nationality because it's a reason for her action.
But she's black.
No. You could tell she was a Brazilian woman.
Okay.
And I was watching her talk to her son while we were waiting to get on the plane.
Yeah.
And I was going, geez, this woman's like fucking like Nazi, you know, Brazilian. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like she may have been like a descendant of Hitler.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So, but she had this attitude. So she was sitting behind me.
Yeah.
On the way home from the flight from Orlando to Fort Lauderdale. Thank God.
Which
it was
like a 30-minute flight.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So I don't care. I'm watching. Actually, I had the Southwest internet.
Yeah.
So I was watching the game.
Yeah.
You know, Portland and Golden State.
No, it's not. Is it Portland?
Yeah, Portland.
Yeah, it's Portland. My bad.
They swept. Golden State swept them.
Yeah.
So I was watching that. Now, you know when everybody gets off the plane and like everybody, you got watching. That guy was like in the sixth row or something. I had a window seat and a guy sitting the aisle. So we had a middle seat open. This lady has a box, like a pizza box in her hand, like a little pizza box. And she's behind me, and I'm sitting there waiting to get off the plane, and she kept fucking putting the pizza box, like it hit me in the fucking head. I looked at her, I go, "Lady, what the fuck?" And he had a little son, like he was like 16. Yeah. I was like, well, you know, and she didn't even flex, like I was nobody. I'm a peasant.
Well, that's Latinas for you. They don't give a shit, bro. Latinas,
I don't know if Portuguese is Latina, though.
Well, it's the same thing, bro.
You think?
Yeah, pretty much. They just speak a different language, but it's fine. They're crazy as shit like every other Latina, bro. They feel like they run the world.
Now, before I put my foot in my mouth.
She's Latina. She's Cuban.
You're Cuban? Yeah. Okay.
This is Sam.
Too.
Okay, so.
She's my girlfriend.
My family's from Spain, Portuguese. My dad was Portuguese. So, now I'm going to say that I said this one time. This is when I was in my financial planning days, right?
Yeah.
I'm at one of these meetings and with the banker, and assistant manager, and stuff. And we're at a party kind of thing. And I
like how you do party. You're like, we're at a party.
I do the shake.
Hey, we're at a party.
I do the shake. You know what I mean? So here we are at a party, and we're sitting a bunch of people, and the guy says, "Oh, Brazilian woman." And I've had experience with Brazilian women.
Yeah,
I've lived in Florida. And, I used to be handsome at one time and I used to catch. So, and my experience with Brazilian women are all, they're like basically men with vaginas.
Yeah, pretty much.
Their attitude is like,
they'll fuck you up,
fuck,
bro.
Yeah. They don't, you know, fuck you. You get the paper, fat boy. You know what I mean? It's like, fuck. So I said, we're all partying, we're drinking, we're even smoking back then. Yeah. It was when you're corporate people and you're smoking, that's fun.
Yeah.
Then, you know, hey, we got something in common. And of course, I made the comment, like, Brazilian women are just men with dicks, or women with dicks. And guess who's married to a Brazilian woman?
Who?
The assistant manager.
Get the fuck out of here. So,
all of a sudden.
Did you lose your job?
Dude, she gave me a. No, she couldn't fire. They couldn't fire me. They were in the bank. I was a financial guy.
Oh, okay.
Sales cover a multiple of sins, dude.
Yeah.
So I was the look. Oh, I thought she was going to fucking break into Capoeira and kick me in the fucking head.
That must have been fun.
Yeah, but listen, I explained myself, and she knew I was right. You know I was right. You understand what I just said?
Of course,
said.
I do.
You ever meet a Brazilian woman, Jackie?
Not that I know of.
You'd remember.
Whatever.
You would. Listen, I love...
But I feel like Jackie's non-confrontational. Like, she's just one of those chicks that's like, all right, you hit me in the head. I'm sorry that you
Jackie
hit me in
could
the
hang,
head.
Jackie could hang with fucking Mussolini.
Yeah?
She would just sit there and, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it's cool,
right?
Right,
that's what you would.
She's just nonchalant. Life is cool. Like, it is what it is. Me, personally, I don't have patience. I really don't. Like, especially flying.
And that's the pizza box. So the pizza box, fucking twice.
Was it
I looked at her
empty?
Like, I almost made like one of those viral moments that this could be, I was going to fucking hit the pizza box and knock it out of her fucking hand. You know, hit me at that fucking pizza box again, lady.
Oh, dude, you are aggressive.
I didn't know.
What happened to the calm, cool?
But that was the calm, cool. I didn't do anything. I just looked at her. I looked at her son like, you better tell your fucking mom once that. You know, I'm going to grab the pizza box and eat that bitch right in front of her.
You know what's crazy? I never, how long have we known each other? Like 8-9 years or something like that? So I've known Dougie for like 8-9 years. I never knew he was in Muay Thai boxing.
Yeah.
Until like, I remember somebody pissed you off. And, like, you were like, yeah, I'll fuck him up. And then you, like, kicked or something. And I was like, holy shit, I don't want to fuck with Dougie at all. Like, this dude, and I've seen videos. Like, I think you showed us videos of you knocking out people. Like, you were dangerous back in the day. No wonder they call you Dougie
dangerous.
That's
what dangerous. Now dangerous means don't leave me alone with the prosciutto.
With the prosciutto.
I'll eat the fuck out of it.
Or by yourself so you can jerk off.
Well, listen, I've lost a bit of that libido, dude. The minute I'm home alone, like I was in a hotel by myself for 5 nights. It took 3 nights before I broke out the iPad.
Took three nights, dude?
Yeah, I went
it takes
nights.
Me 10 minutes. The moment I get into the room, I'm like, where am I jerking off first?
Do you
like, what corner am
so
I jerking
you,
off?
So you spank it off before you even go
dude,
to
I
before
jerk
you
off
unpack?
Before, no, yeah, probably. Depends how I feel.
Yeah.
Like, if it's a long day of flying,
like Cisco walks at the hotel. He's about to do shows on the weekend.
Like, you know I'm jerking
off. And he throws the luggage. You put the luggage on the luggage.
I put it on a chair.
You put it on a chair. You don't use the thing that the luggage is supposed to go on?
Because it's too low.
You know what? That thing
sucks,
too.
I don't like bending over.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. That thing is not the most reliable fucking piece of equipment. First of all, you're right. It's not that you got to reach down.
Yeah, low. I don't understand why they make it so low.
Yeah,
like you got to bend over, put it on top, and then get your
I might as well put it on
the
bed.
Yeah,
I'm gonna put it on the bed. So and then you put it on there, and if you got a good sized piece of luggage, it doesn't fucking hold it.
Yeah, no, not at
it's
all.
Like that chair you're sitting in.
I have a big old. Yeah, I know, right? I knew it was coming.
well, you said it earlier. I thought I had fair game.
I had I like to get in the rooms with the two beds, so I could just put all my luggage and stuff on one bed, and then sleep on the other bed that's closest to the AC unit, and then I jerk off.
All right, so which that's important. So which bed do you choose? The one close to the window or
closest to the AC unit?
Yeah, the AC.
So I don't care if it's closer to the TV or not. As long as, like, if the AC is like on the left side, I'll choose the bed to the left side. If the AC by the window,
so it's solely based on the air conditioning unit.
AC, bro. I like polar vortex in there, bro.
Yeah,
it's got to be cold. Very different problems.
Yeah,
why you like it hot?
I don't like it hot, but I can't be like freezing. Like the hotel I had in Orlando was fucking like 69 degrees the whole time, and I couldn't get it to go up. Then when I did get it to go up, it was hot as shit. So it was
it was
lesser
of both evils.
Yeah,
it's a good unit.
Yeah, I like it cold, man. I can't.
Me too. You talk. Listen, I love the Universal Soldier. Yeah. I'm the Universal Soldier guy. I was sweating because I wasn't feeling good too. Yeah. The one guy, my opening act this weekend at Pachanga was like, he's like, dude, are you okay, man? You're sweating and shit. I go, dude,
what Mexican was that?
Yeah, he was a Mexican guy. It was Bebos Rafael.
Oh, I never met him.
Yeah, good dude. But and you're walking up. You got to walk from your casino room to the club.
And it's a long walk.
And you're there, and I didn't. There was an elevator, thank God, because everybody else that went to the show had to walk up. It looked like a fireman's training stairs.
Dude, I hate casinos. Like when you stay at casino hotels. Because they put you in the last room at that, and like for some reason their hallways are so long.
I asked him if I could get an Uber. So fucking far away.
What I do is I'll call downstairs and be like, I'm handicapped. Can you bring a wheelchair up? And then when I get down from the elevator, just have the cart ready.
That's true.
Casino gigs are amazing, but like just the walking and the setup is so long. It's so horrible.
Yeah, I mean, I walked all the way. If you're at Pachanga Casino, the casino was on the other end.
Yeah.
And I was in the towers on the opposite end.
Oh, that's a hike, bro.
So you, dude, I felt like Frodo.
Yeah.
Every fucking day going to Mount, what the fuck was the mountain in?
Mount Frodo, just mean. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. the fiery pit. Mount Mordor.
Mordor.
And it was Mordor. You know, it's okay when they had one of those like robot security dudes. It looks like a bullet.
Yeah.
From night security, something like that. I actually threw some money in there, private. At the time, it's sort, but it, and the guy, his name was Buddy.
Yeah.
So I got to say, Buddy, hey, what's up, Buddy? I got to get to know the robot every time awesome. I walk by.
What's your worst gig that you've ever done?
Worst gig?
Yeah.
That's good. I don't know. Give me a second. How about you?
Oh, dude, I was telling you about the Rock the House Lewis. That's probably one of the worst gigs we've ever
done. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're driving to I think it was Melbourne. I've done the show before. It was all black crowd that I've done before with other comics, and they're like, "Yo, come back, but you know, bring a headliner." So I was like, "Oh, I call Will Rock the House Lewis," and he's like, "Yeah, I'm doing it. Like, we're down." So it's me, Ryan Barrett, Will Rock the House Lewis. We're in my car. We all agree that they're gonna give me gas money for the trip, right? So we go there. It's a 1975 middle school reunion, but we didn't know that until we got there.
Right.
So it's a bunch of old black people. Right. Mm-hmm. So they're dancing. And when we get there, they're like, all right, cool. Let's start this comedy show. The DJ gets on the mic and he goes, all right, everybody, grab your seats. We're about to start the comedy show.
Yeah.
There's one black guy in the back screams out, fuck comedy. Yo, right then and there, I knew the show took a left turn.
It's
going to
be interesting.
Ryan Barrett goes up, bombs for like 10 minutes, bro. Like yeah. I mean, he's used to it at this point. But yeah, bombs.
I was like so surprised. Poor Ryan.
He bombs for 10 minutes. No laughter, no nothing, right? I go up, and in my head, I'm like, I don't care how it goes. I still got to do 25 minutes.
Right.
I drove up here to get $300 for my feature spot, right? 25 minutes of silence.
Like, not bad pay, by the way, for a feature. Pay, 300, right? So usually double the normal.
Yeah, right? And then Will Rock the House Lewis was getting $500, right? So I bombed for 25 minutes. Nobody's laughing, right?
Now,
so,
wait a minute. Now, why? Well, the people aren't laughing because they're just not interested.
Dude, they're just not interested. People on their phones. Well, like, they don't. They wanted to dance. Like, people wanted to dance and have. It was a 1976 middle school reunion.
Yeah, they
like,
they
didn't
want to watch other people.
It's interesting. Listen, what's that tell you about the people you're going to entertain when they're having a middle school reunion? Well, we'd like to have a high school reunion, but none of us finished motherfucking
exactly,
high school.
Exactly, right? So, dude. Second best part of the night, right? So I get off. I bring Will Rock the House Lewis up, right? He gets up. The first thing that he says, now these are black Christian people, right? The first thing that he says is, Florida, that's Spanish for Jesus Christ. It's fucking hot.
Yeah.
Yo, immediately somebody in the back goes, boo! Oh, yo, when I tell you he said goodnight and walked the fuck off after that one joke.
Really?
Yeah. So they pay me. They pay Ryan. They don't pay him because he doesn't fulfill his contract, right? So we're in a car ride going home. It's quiet as fuck. I'm driving. Ryan's in the back. Will's in the passenger seat. And at this point, I look over. Like, I was bubbling because I'm laughing, right?
Right. So you got paid, bitch.
Yeah, I got paid. I don't care. Like, I got my $300. I'll never go back.
You just fucking did it anyway. Yeah.
So after, like, 20, 25 minutes of driving, I look at Will and I go, hey, you got that gas money for me?
He should have went, boo.
Yo, he was so I don't think I've ever talked to him after that. I think that was the last time I've talked to him.
Yeah.
Swear to God. I think that was the last time I've ever seen him.
We just talked today, by the way, because he was telling me he got a one-year ban from Randy Singer at the Black
Box. Why? What'd he do?
I guess he worked in a nearby club, you know.
Oh, but Randy's got to let that shit go, bro.
Listen,
I like Randy, but...
You do?
No, not at all.
God,
no,
please.
I'm just saying it for I don't want to get in trouble, because I always say stupid shit that gets
me
in trouble.
Too, but, you know, I listen, at this point, I call the guy spineless cocksucker on this podcast, so that bridge is so burned. Yeah, I'll never work for that guy, even if there's no other comic ever on earth.
I'll tell you this. He's had his moments of nice with me, and he's had his moments of being an asshole to me. And, you know, the last memory I have of him is him being an asshole to me. And that's
in all fairness, he's admitted to me, Perry Sack, who's watching, he's admitted that he knows he's a dick. That he knows that's his. It's not like he's like, oh, I don't want to appeal. So he knows, right?
He knows.
Yeah, he knows. Here's the thing. If a comedy club bans me for a year.
Yeah.
Unless it's like a, you know, improv or something like that where you want to be at.
Of course.
It's a one, you know what I mean? He's got a few rooms now, but, you know, if somebody bans you because of your work that you did. Do you go back?
Not at all.
I told him, dude, you should never work for that guy. That guy is a fucking virus, okay? That guy does not need to be supported. If you want to work for him, go work for him. Get your fucking money.
I love the hate. I love it.
I just, you know, listen, the people ask me, even Will was talking about, like, I'm feeling bad at you. Listen, I'm not a hateful guy. You know me.
Yeah.
I'm a fair guy. But if you fucking step on my toes and kick me in the balls, you know what I mean? Repeatedly, and then tell people I was a pussy when you kicked me in the balls. I'm gonna, you know, listen, knowing I could grab him and shove him up his own ass.
Listen, and I know characters. Like, I know you, Dougie. We've gone on the road together. We've argued, and we remain friends. Like, at the end of the day, so I know you're not a bad person. It's just the situation or whatever situation he puts you in. But Randy is a dick, and, you know, like, the last time I talked to him, he wanted to get Carlos Mencia to open to do his show. I told him what he was asking, and he said, "You're fucking crazy. You'll never get work like that."
By the way, we lost live feed on the video. I'm going to get back on in a second. So we had a bunch of people on there. All right, we're back, everybody. Sorry, I don't know what happened.
So
to
Randy Singer's a dick. That's where we left off at.
Nah, listen, when you, and I'll say this, as anybody who owns a business, you've got the dirt. Yeah. You know, you've got everything. You got everything in it. You got a lot at stake. You're not just some guy who brings a microphone to a fucking place.
Of course.
You know, you got a lot of riding on it. However you make your decisions about your business, God bless you.
Is he
not going to judge that?
Is he paying good at least?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? I mean, I can't imagine.
No, I mean,
I can't, because it's been open for what, like a year and a half, 2 years or something like that.
I've heard all kinds of stuff about the black box, that they don't know how they're making money, because like, if he wants to bring Mencia in there, he's got to give him the whole door.
Yeah.
And then what are you making money on? The pretzels and the non-alcohol you're selling?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I don't know. But then, here, I know he's got other rooms and stuff and venues, which is attractive as a comic. You want to, you know, you want multiple stuff. But... so anyway, let's talk about that prick. He's not talking about us. So anyway, welcome back, guys. Sorry about the Facebook lost us. So anyway. So
you gotta pay your cable.
So I was talking about that, and I don't pay my bills. we were talking about. So I don't know. If a club like that, if something happens and the guy says you're not working here for a year, I'm not going back.
I got banned from the improv for 6 months.
Yeah, well, it's the improv.
No, I got banned from all the Florida improvs for 6 months.
That was a long time ago. I remember
that was because I got an argument with a comic, which I won't always say his name, and he started talking shit to the improv, and then the improv told me they didn't tell me I was banned, but they just didn't return my phone. Like, I would send an email and I'll get an email, but right back, right?
They could tell you were banned.
Yo, they didn't send me an email or back or nothing. Like, they just stopped talking to me for 6 months.
Yeah,
and I quit. And I quit because I was like, dude, like, if people are this fickle, like, why am I in this business, you know?
Right.
And then, you know, comic convinced me to come back, and, you know, I went to National Lampoon's on Sunrise.
Right.
I just watching in the back, and then all the owners showed up, and then that's when they offered me a weekend with Mencia, and then after that, you know, things happen for a reason at the end of the day.
I actually remember that, dude. I remember that coming all that around that time.
Yeah, I was depressed, bro.
Yeah.
I literally wasn't doing any shows. I was not going to any shows. I was just saving money, and, you know, and then, you know, like, I went to go watch a show, and then I got a weekend with Mencia.
Yeah. Right.
And then now I'm on the road with him 5 years late.
Well, it's interesting you bring it up, because you've announced this yet, but Jackie here has been offered to go on the road with Brian Callen.
Nice round of applause.
Yeah, that's a great
round of applause.
You know.
Listen, I'll tell you, if you want advice, I'll give you advice.
I got excited that I was working with you today so I could ask you.
Yeah, for sure. Like, listen, I'll tell you this. Don't let your ego get in the way of anything. And I don't think that's a problem with you, you know?
Yeah.
Don't let your ego get away
with
anything.
It's quite the opposite, if anything.
Yeah.
Like, if he tells you, yo, I need a cup of coffee, go get him his cup of coffee. Fuck that, bro. Like, this is your learning step. These are your pebble stones, I guess.
Are you saying anything he wants?
No. You know what I mean. Like,
he's cool. He treats me like a dad.
Within reason, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Of course. And I've heard he's such a nice human being. I've never met him. I've never heard anything bad about him. I heard he's such a cool guy. Mm-hmm. And for him to even offer you to go on the road is amazing. So just like I said, if he tells you, like, for like with me and Carlos, he's like, yo, pick up my bags. All right, cool. Like, I have no problem.
Now, some other comics may see that, like, because the interesting thing is what that, because there's other, you and I talked a little bit about this when I was in L.A. back in December.
What did we talk about?
You remember the time, we were talking about.
I say a lot of shit.
No, but, fucking crying on my shoulder, a bitch and everything, and then he still hasn't put me on his shows in Miami.
Dude, you're on my show on Friday.
I know, I'm going to be there, trust me.
This asshole.
But,
and I was booking him in February, and he was like, I got to go out of town. Remember that?
I was, yeah. Dick face. You know,
I'm available in February.
Not long. This girl's.
No.
So, you know, but we know what we were talking about, because we're at Ha Ha Comedy Club and at the holiday party. Remember, somebody said
some
shit.
Yes, I remember.
You were up there, and somebody in the background said some shit that you didn't hear, but
no,
I heard.
You know what? Let's say it. So they were giving out, because I'm not afraid of talking.
It was a holiday party.
It was a holiday
raffle.
Party, so
they were
giving
out iPads, all kinds of cool shit.
So technically, I wasn't supposed to be there because the owners not like very fond of me, but whatever. And then, you know, we hashed it then, you know. So I went to the I went to the party, and they gave me a raffle ticket, and I won a 4K GoPro. Oh,
sure. Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
And so I win it, whatever, and then he comes up to me and tells me.
But I didn't just come. No, hold on a second. Well, I feel like I ran over to you like a bitch.
Hey, yeah, yeah. No, he didn't run over. Tell you something. He didn't run over to me, but like
we talked about it after later at night.
Yeah, and somebody was like, "Oh, he only won because he stole that ticket."
No, that's not what I said.
I don't remember the exact words, bro. It was something around that where it was like
you were talking. My point is, you're gonna have haters, right? This is where the basics. Yeah. You got haters for sure. Because listen, first of all. By working with a comic like that, when a comic takes you under the wing, you're going to get in rooms and exposure that you would that would take you years, if not anything, to get. So it's a blessing in the sense.
Exactly.
There's a curse to it, too, in that you're an opener. You're the follower. You're the one getting stuff. You're not, you know, it's like Gene Harding and I actually talked about it because he used to tour with another comic. And, and so he could, like, as like Gene and I talked about it where I didn't have that advantage. So what have I been doing for the last 9 years? Busting my ass.
Yeah.
Trying to get out there and doing all kinds of shit. And doing all kinds of shit clubs. Not sitting in front of an improv in front of 400 people that are there. I paid $50 to laugh.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sitting at some place somebody fucking papered, and I'm trying to, you know, and they're watching the TV, and, you know, so it's a different route. It's like a different route, you know? But it doesn't matter. It's like in poker. Whatever hand you're dealt, you play it.
Yeah.
But the challenges you got to do is always keep your identity. Like, the whole time, like, I'm here, changed. I have it. But I got to build me. I got to work on me. Yeah. You know? And a guy like Brian Callen, he's going to be, I got to work with him a few times. Although one time I fucking kept calling him Kalen because I thought I was fucking up his
shit.
Name. Yeah, and his opening act. He didn't say shit to me. His opening, you know, his name's Brian Callen. I go, fuck. I mean, you know when you're in your hosting and you second guess your shit.
Yeah.
And I thought I was gonna say Callen. I said, no, I think I fucked. I think I should be the other way.
I fucked up plenty of headliners' names.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't done the headliner, but the feature for this weekend, his name was Pedro Lima. And
Pedro's funny as fuck.
He's funny as shit. He's a cool dude too.
Yeah.
But I didn't remember his last name, so I just said Pedro, and then there was like a pause and no one started clapping because they were like waiting, I guess, for the last name. So then I was like, clap, and then they started clapping. And he came up and he's like,
you just
gotta
remember as a host, you're like the orchestrator. Like, you're that person with the sticks telling people what
to
do. And you gotta understand, like, that crowd the crowd does whatever you tell them to do.
Yeah.
Remember that.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't matter how bad your set is, they're always excited for the next person.
Yeah.
So you're the person orchestrating. So when you get on stage and let's say you don't remember Pedro's last name, you go, "All right guys, start clapping right now," and then you're going to start clapping.
Yeah, and then they can't
DJ
even hear
play
it.
The song.
Yeah.
"Hey, give it up for Pedro," you know what I'm saying? And just
that's
or
what
whatever.
I tried to play it
like,
off. Yeah,
those are little tips and tricks.
So you said like, maybe she's going to Pedro.
It didn't
not
work.
Even just give it up for like, you know, start clapping right now, everybody from the top to the bottom, start clapping, give it up for Pedro, and that's it.
Well,
like,
they
it's
thought
just so
I
simple.
Said it because like I was adjusting the mic and it kind of fell as I was saying it, so they thought the mic just like fell down, and then I pulled it. I pulled it back up. And
that's
was
horrible.
Like, oh,
you could do that move, like when singers that can't reach a certain level anymore, they'll be saying, "I'm upset that." And look out the audience.
You
know what I'm saying, bitch?
Now you say it, motherfuckers.
I know the words.
But going back to that story about haha. So
yeah.
So what was?
So I'm in the back. I'm just chilling in the back. He was in the front table somewhere. And some comics in the back go, so Cisco won that shit, you know, fucking Mencia's guy, you know, he probably stole the ticket.
Yeah. Listen, I've gotten so much shit for opening up for Carlos, like, and not even from club owners. Like, I get it from comics.
It's got to be more from comics.
Comics are like, oh, he opens for Carlos. Like when I first moved to LA a year ago, I moved like 5 years ago and then I came back and then I just moved back a year ago. Right. When I went back to LA and people know who I am. They just don't want to talk to me because they're like, oh, that's Carlos's opener. Like, be careful. Then they see me perform and see what I could do. Then they're like, oh, shit, can you do my show?
They have a preconceived notion because of that. Yeah. And, you know, but to me, it's fantastic. Trust me, if anything, I would love. You know, to open, you know, get picked by somebody.
Well, how many comics are doing a weekend at the Miami Improv, ladies and gentlemen? You know what I'm saying? Like, how many comics have their one-nighters every month across the country? Like, I could go any club, and they give me a one-night. Like,
because people've seen them.
They know what they're gonna get.
Forget about what the other fucking comics, the haters, are.
That.
Other clubs have seen you in there perform, and you've gotten the showcase. It's a show. You're gonna showcase around the country.
You're literally like, your job is to kill it. And depending on the headliner, I don't know how Brian Callen is, but there's a bunch of comics that don't want people to kill in front of them, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm lucky enough that where Carlos doesn't care how much I killed. Like for example, I got four standing ovations in Miami Improv before I brought Carlos up as a feature act, right? Like, and then they're like, you know what? maybe we should try Cisco for two nights this weekend. You know what I'm saying? So like, yeah. like I don't, again, I don't know how Kylan is.
He
I don't know if he's going to be
with literally
yeah.
anything.
So go out there, you murder it. You become friends
yeah,
friends with the manager.
I don't think Brian Callen's too concerned about that guy's that guy. Every here's the first thing about that guy. Every time I've seen that guy, I've worked with him two or three times and I've seen him at the Palm Beach Improv. I've never seen the same joke ever.
Really? Wow, that's crazy.
I mean, he has a new hour every fucking year. Like,
yeah, he does. Right now,
awesome.
He has
guy,
like 30 or 40 minutes on just birds.
Birds?
He's, yeah, but he's just such a he's just such an actor. Like,
but it's
he's
hilarious.
An actor.
It's
he's
animated.
Like,
it's
dude,
so
he's,
fucking good. It's
dude, he's
crazy.
Amazing. I've said, I think it's like.
That's what
know.
I told him. I said, to do 30 minutes on a topic
yeah.
that no one really gives a fuck about,
yeah,
but
birds?
Everyone is so fucking invested in
yeah.
every story.
Yeah,
he says
him.
Every joke about
that's
a bird. They love it, and
that's
he's
awesome.
Been
his every word he says, it's like it comes with you could taste it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. He's like one of those type of performers, and
your dog,
you know,
your dog scared the shit out of me.
But by the way, by the first weekend she had, I put in because I've worked with him before,
yeah, yeah.
and I didn't know if he still remembered me forgetting his name. But you know, but I put it in, and she got it.
Yeah, which so is
I,
awesome.
Yeah, which
yeah.
I banned her from
yeah.
the podcast for a week.
Here I am.
For 365 days, you can't be on the Dangerous
that's
Duggies
right. You can't
podcast.
Come on my podcast because.
Oh well.
But you know
listen,
what I mean?
I. Kill it, like fuck what anybody else says.
Yeah,
no matter,
none of that matters.
No matter what, kill it. Be funny. I've always thought you were funny. You know what I'm saying? And just like go out there, become friends with the manager, and like think ahead.
Well,
don't,
and say
don't
that.
Think right now.
Yeah.
Think like you know, 2 years from now. Like how are you?
I'll
like
be
what
back.
Kind of show? What kind of show are you going to put together where they're going to be like they're going to be like you know what? Let's try it. Like, how amazing is it? You know what I'm saying? Like, because, like, that's what I do. Like, I go in and I'm like, yo, this is 20 minutes. Like, imagine me for an hour. And
true.
Plus, like, I bring this comic. I do this at the end. Like, I think I was just telling her today. Like, I was like, yo, like, I put on a show. Like,
yeah.
something that people will remember.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's just not just this. It's more like, all right, people are going to be like, damn, do you remember when Cisco did that? Like,
yeah, it's
shit
not just
like
a bunch
that.
Of funny people.
Exactly.
Because
right. people always want to. People always want to box comedy and be like,
yeah.
all right, well, this the MC shouldn't be that funny and the feature shouldn't be that funny. Then the headliner should be funny. But like comedy is what you give it.
Yeah. You forget about all that shit. not what he said, but all the shit about, you know, what other people think. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
You know, and especially with anxiety. Oh, fuck. I would just say the minute you go out there, I'm going to be me.
Yeah.
You know, the best advice I ever got, not the best. Well, I don't want to give him that much credit. He's a bit of a douche. But Rich Voss. When he said to me one time, we're at the Off the Hook Comedy Club one time,
yeah.
and he goes, I go, what do you think? You know, give me a little feedback, and he notes, and my actor's like, sure, let me tell you something. 5 years from now, you want to be telling the same jokes.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to get to the point where you're not just saying funny things, you're being funny. You're
yeah.
who, everything, you like you said, your persona. Like,
yeah.
you know, like this weekend at Pechanga, the guy was over me, he's like, dude, he goes, I feel like I know you. Like, once
yeah.
you get off stage, everything about you, your whole act is about you and this and that.
Yeah.
It's not jokes.
Yeah,
it's not running around
sure.
the stage doing stupid shit. So have fun, man. You're, congratulations.
And I guarantee,
yes.
and I guarantee you the reason why he wants to put you on the road isn't just because you're funny. It's because of who you are off stage. And one of the biggest things me and Gene Harding used to preach is it's not who you are on stage. It's who you are off stage. It's
yeah.
going to get you more gigs.
Agreed.
So always be you and don't let the fame, don't let the money, none of that get to you. Like literally right now I can tell you like I'll hang out with anybody. Like even we were in Raleigh. North Carolina, brand new club they just opened in December. And dude, I was playing pranks on the staff. Like the management was in it. We were taking videos. We were having fun. I was silly stringing people, like stuff like that. Like just have fun and be
yeah,
you. Like,
perfect.
And that's me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now
I don't know if we should go silly stringing anybody.
No, but that's just what I do.
No,
like,
but
I
get what he's saying because I do the same thing with Miami and probably we're all fucking around. They're super fucking
yeah.
cool at Miami.
It's a hard
Improv,
listen.
So.
I think that's a hard thing to do because whenever I'm at a club for the first time, I don't care if I'm headlining or whatever. I'm always like I'm pins
yeah.
and needles. You know, I'm like, oh, I don't
yeah.
want to like you
that's
know,
how
hi
was
everybody,
this weekend,
hi, nice to meet you. Know.
I walk in the kitchen. I say what's up to everybody. I say what's up to all the staff. I say
right.
what's up to management.
Yeah,
I get there
I
early
to do
on
that.
Purpose.
Yeah.
Just to be like, hey guys, what's up? Like, you know, kill it
yeah,
tonight.
Yeah, they
got to
work with you for two yeah. or three nights.
Whatever,
so.
Whatever it is, you know. And,
yeah.
and because the thing is, like, believe it or not, like staff really has a lot to do with who they book to.
Oh, yeah.
Because
right.
if they don't, if the
yeah,
staff
you don't
doesn't fuck
work with
you,
with a douche, yeah.
yeah. If the staff doesn't fuck with you, then you think they're gonna fucking, you know, like they're gonna bring you back.
Yeah, they're not gonna want to.
I think that's big. I emailed today the place where I work this weekend. Hey, thanks so much. I had a great weekend,
simple.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And she messaged me back. Later. She goes, yeah, well, you had a great job. They loved you, blah, blah, blah. Because, you know, I'm messing. By the end of the weekend, because I wasn't feeling good, the manager was making me green tea.
Oh, wow.
And I went up and hugged him. And he goes, what are you doing? I go, my wife, who I've been with for a quarter of a century, has been trying to get me to drink fucking tea instead of coffee. And you've given me green tea. And I felt, you know, like, you know, you're all stuffed up. I was like, oh, I could breathe because I sing in my set and shit. So I'm like, you know, and I'm like, and the guy, and I was, and I came up and hugged him. He goes, what the fuck's the matter? I go, well, I, you know, I was like, you know, that's,
you should fuck him.
I was going to. Listen, I had the iPad the next day, thank God. You remember that?
That's right. He got me all, take you got 3 days. Okay,
he got
that
me
makes
that's what got me horny that night. He was like, the
green,
guy.
Green tea, guys. That's what it takes to fuck Dougie. Green tea.
With honey. He brought me honey, too.
With honey. Remember, honey. Green tea and honey fuck Dougie.
But,
all right, that's cool.
Absolutely. Fuck Dougie.
But congratulations. I'm very happy for
that's
you.
That's awesome.
And just, thank like, again, if you need any advice, I'm always open. Like,
thank you.
No worries. What else you want to talk about?
Well, here's the thing. I don't know if you're a Game of Thrones fan.
Not at all.
No, I watched,
talk about it.
I watched the end of it. And
I don't want to talk about it.
I was happy with it. You know what was good? The best thing about it was now you can say goodbye. It's over.
Yeah, I'm happy about
I thought
that.
The funniest thing I saw this weekend, I don't know. I know you're not a golf fan. But
I actually been enjoying golf.
Did you watch the weekend, this weekend's tournament?
No, I haven't watched this weekend because I've been busy.
There's a golfer named Brooks Koepka, I think her name is Koepka. And his girlfriend, he's got a girlfriend. He won the tournament. So she's walking along with him after, and she's like, they're all happy, and he's just chilling and shit. And she was walking with him, and she went to give him a kiss.
Yeah.
And he did the word? No, hold on.
He was like, hold on, bitch. Yeah, I got so many hoes that's watching me right now.
Yeah. Jay Bliss, funny, very funny comic out of Raleigh, North Carolina, says, you know, because he you know he's got that. You know, now you're your side bitch. but he gave him that, and then she looked at him, and then she went to do it again, and and then she had that national TV. She's walking like, fuck. She had that look. You
well,
got to see the video. It's
you know what? That's something it's something. There's something there, bro, that we don't understand. So I don't.
It could be
I
a
don't
multiple
ever,
of things.
It's got to be one where it's like, hey, like we're fucking, but like, you know, not. I don't want the world to know or. You know, like maybe he's making like because you win a lot of money in these competitions, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, like you listen. It's there. We're guys. We know he didn't want her to kiss her because that makes it official. And he may know how she is. That's why she wanted. He knows you don't want to kiss me to kiss me. You want to kiss me to fucking piss on me right now. That's what
true.
I mean, if you read,
she's marking her territory in front of the world.
Yeah, she was trying to mark her territory, and he said, "Fuck you."
Yeah,
it was the fucking. He just put his hand there. Back off, bitch.
Back off, bitch. I just feel like if he's in that position, like she should know.
Well, that's see, listen, that's why he was giving you the advice. Always be cool, be happy.
Yeah.
Because I won't share the name, but there was a comic, David Del Rosario. the first time
he doesn't give a fuck.
Now, listen, first of all, this is a funny fucking story.
Yeah.
I you know, as a comic, you bring people on the road. I did it with you when I have gigs and stuff like that. I'm taking Jackie. She's gonna be so famous, she's gonna cancel all her gigs with me probably.
Just don't forget about me when you blow up.
That's
Jackie.
Right. Exactly.
Remember, I was there when you had that weird boyfriend.
Hey, just remember, just ask Brian. Hey, remember Dougie?
I don't even remember his
first guest set.
Oh, I was there for your
for
first guest set.
That was
my
first like weekend.
Yeah, I remember Renee asked me and I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Renee's the one that wanted me to do it and I wasn't even a year in yet and I was like, I don't know.
You did great.
I've never watched the video since. I won't.
It was
watch
as solid
them.
As you could do in 6 months of comedy.
I guess.
Wow, really?
Yeah,
she wanted me to do it because I'm friends with the other owner of the Improv's like son.
Joel?
Like we've been best friends for years.
Joel's son?
Eric Cherry.
I don't know.
He's one of the other owners of it, but yeah, that's how I mean. That's the only reason I got that. But then he said yes. So, was when I met you. But I was dating Terry Wayne at the time.
Yeah, that was. Let's not talk about that. All right,
I don't want to say anything because I've been.
Terry's been nothing but nice to me,
he's
so
a nice
I can't
guy.
Say
he's
anything.
A nice guy. Where the fuck were we? So
your story about David DeRosario.
Oh, so David. So all right. So I'm featuring at Off the Hook Comedy Club.
Okay.
I think it was from Ahmed, who we're going to work with tonight.
Uh-huh.
And I said, David, why don't you come and open for me? But would you mind driving? We're going to have to drive back and forth because the features don't get hotels for Off the Hook Comedy Club when you're a feature.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But this was back in the Marco Island day where they had that big ass condo. Looks like Liberace decorated it.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember with the green, the blue fucking walls
and
the gold
like
trim?
And they had like a turtle on the outside of the door and there was one with a dolphin. Yeah, I remember
it was
those
fucking
days.
I mean, even fucking Liberace would walk in there. Oh my God, this is Gotti.
I've done some weird shit in those rooms.
Yeah, yeah. Trust me. So we get there and so first of all, David says, "Okay, Dave, you drive. Cool, I'll take you. You'll get my." All right. So he at 4:30 on a Friday, whatever the Thursday was, his mom drops him off right here outside the house. I'm like, hey, what the fuck? He's like, oh, my car broke down. I go, bitch.
You couldn't
this
call?
This is part of the fucking deal, man. Yeah, yeah. I could drive myself over there. So I end up taking him. So he, long story short, then we get there, and he meets Ahmed. And he's, oh, he's bothering the shit out of him.
Yeah.
So after the show, Ahmed says to me, he says, hey, man, where you staying? I go, well, we're driving back because, you know, we don't get a hotel. He's like, oh, fuck that. Come back tomorrow and just stay with me at the condo.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah. And he says, don't bring that fucking guy.
Why, though? Because he bombed?
He was starstruck. No, no. And, you know,
oh, he was starstruck.
He just wouldn't leave him alone, like oh, okay. asking him questions and, oh, you know, I loved you and this and da, da, da.
I'll tell you, I'll say this. I can't. No.
And listen, David.
Let's keep it moving.
Listen,
I love David.
In all fairness, David is a guy who's on. He's at 100 level all the time.
Of course.
So that's why he's. You know.
This is what I can say. I love David. I think he's funny. I think he's
very talented.
Very talented kid. Has great voice impressions. Yeah. Right? But he just and I think I told him this last week. I was like,
I think his mom suffered. Dropped him.
No.
When he was a kid,
not even that far. I think he suffers from anxiety and you know, like I told him, I was like, does this happen? Does this happen? He was like, yeah. And I was like, I think you have anxiety, bro, because when
Dr. Cisco, by the way,
no, because when he calls me and he's always like, yo this, and I'm like, yo, just chill, like. Let it happen.
Like wondering why things happen and asking questions, why did it happen and how come this happens?
Yeah, and it's just like, and it's that's like, dude, psychosis, like, let it come. Like you can't force anything to happen. Like he was making a decision whether he should stay in LA, like move to LA or live in New York. And I'm like, dude, you got to do what's best for you.
Right.
I could tell you like, oh, maybe I think you'll do better in LA. Or
how could you make that call? Yeah. And then on that, then if you make the call and it doesn't work out, they look at you like, what the fuck?
It's your fault.
That's not your decision.
So that's why at the end of the day, I was like, you got to make that decision. Yeah. But, you know, like, but just be calm about it. Like, stop asking the same question, but different.
He's not my brother. My brother's very analytical.
Yeah.
And my brother couldn't make a decision. When he has to take a piss, he has to think about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I should say, dude, you have to think about it when you take a piss. Just take a piss. So, like, you can't. That's a big part of success. You know, success in life is about decisions.
Making decisions about things that you're uncertain about. Because I've made a lot of decisions that, dude, I've invested money that I didn't have money at the end of the day.
You know, like, what the difference is, though? You made a decision and you dealt with the consequences.
Of course,
that's the key of it. I make a decision. I don't blame. I don't find out why. Yeah. I don't go into misery. Like, why? That's what my brother would do that when he finally make a decision. And if it went wrong, you're like, oh, why did I do that? How come I didn't? You know, like.
That's how I treat gambling. No, I swear to God, I know that I love gambling, but I won't go to, like, if I could do casino gigs, I go, all right, I have $500. If I lose $500, I'm okay with it. Like that's my consequence, right?
Right.
So if I go into a casino and I bet all my $500 in roulette and I lose, I go back to my room and I'm like, well, at least I know I'm okay with that.
And of course he masturbates.
Of course I jerk off into the curtains. But like, listen, right. That's just my yeah, because like nobody, you know, like it's fun.
I've done that a couple times. Not in a hotel, but
no. Though. I've jerked off on the knob of the AC unit.
The first time
I've landed a little there.
What the fuck?
The first time I did,
I was in a chair and it just I couldn't control where it squirted.
Yeah. Well, who could?
What?
What do I look like? William Tell?
Eh, you know, shit happens.
Hey buddy, put this apple on your head. What are you doing? No, I've done that. Like I remember this was when I was in college. We used to be at I lived on the beach. And say this is when I went to Flagler in St. Augustine.
Yeah.
And we had this like quad. We lived on the beach in these apartments, and there was a jacuzzi in the middle at the bottom, right in the middle of the condo. And I remember just sitting there one night. I was ready to go to sleep, and you hear woo-hoo-hoo. There was two couples fucking in the jacuzzi.
That's hilarious.
Is that what I'm it sitting sounds there, like woo-hoo-hoo.
Well, I heard a noise.
That's a weird ooh-hoo. Sex move.
Well, listen, I'm no David Del Rosario. I'm not that great with voice. So of course, you know, I'm sitting there, and actually I was staying in my buddy's room because he was. I don't know why he was using my apartment. Instead, I was thinking. So I'm sitting there, and I'm sitting there. Of course, I'm like,
jerking
why not?
Off, yeah, jerking off to the live action.
And I guess something happened in the pool that got me a little. Whoa! And I fucking and I shot right into the guy's curtain.
Oh,
and I,
dude, like, that's the curtains,
because I'm running up the window. I'm like, oh my, what am I going to do? Clean it? How am I going to clean
wait,
this?
Wait, yeah. Oh, you were watching people fucking
through the window
in the pool through. Oh god.
Yeah, outside my looking weird. Out my
he was
window.
Being dirty.
Yeah, I was being a voyeur.
I was like, how'd you come in a pool but also in a curtain at the same time? Yeah. I was confused.
But we lost about half our watchers when we started talking about. about Jigger.
Yeah, they didn't care about Dougie's dick.
Yeah. As soon as we started talking about my dick, we said, okay, what's on TV?
Let's see what they think about Cisco's dick. All right, let me tell you about the time I jerked off. No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
Anyway, well, no, it's going to be great. You're going to be great. It's going to be fun.
I'm very excited for you.
If you ever have a moment with Brian, say, hey, do you remember that guy Dougie? You forgot your name.
Don't do it. No, actually, like, do it. It's fun. Like, you know what, dude? Just like, again, have fun, dude. People don't understand, like, you gotta really enjoy what you do, because you're gonna have times that you're fucking depressed. Mm. And you're gonna have times that you, like, there's times I wake up and I'm like, oh, fuck this. Like, I don't,
no, I'm already like halfway there, but like, I'm just enjoying being able to travel, staying in hotels by myself, because I'm young, so I don't even like do this shit on my own. Really, this is like through stand-up is the first time I'm staying in hotels by myself.
The first 2 years that I was on the road, I had the most amazing time, because it was like I go out, I meet people. Not even that, like, you go see what the city's about. Like, oh, I could go see where JFK died, and then you get there and you're like, this is stupid. Like, like, why did I, like, this is a street. This is where he died. Oh, this is monumental. And you're like, oh, I don't give a fuck. Like, but that's
when you go on the road, do you do that a lot? Because I'm the kind of guy, I'll just end up staying in my hotel, chilling out.
No, I stay in a hotel the whole time.
I like to go to a city and be like, all right, what's your attraction? Like, what is this city?
What's your main theme?
Like Chattanooga, Ruby Falls, you know, like Dallas.
Did you walk through the caves in Ruby Falls?
Yeah, I walked that.
They got nervous when they saw you coming.
No, dude, that shit's tight, dude. Like, there was one part where the guy came back and he was like, you're going to have to walk sideways. Like, that's just, but like, then you go to the falls.
The tour ends for you.
Yeah, right? Then you see the falls and the lights and stuff, and you're just like, it was worth it, you know? So for the first 2 years, you explore the country and you're like, this is amazing. And then after that, you're like, well, I've already seen it and done everything. So it's like, then you stay in your room, you wait to do the show, you do the show, and then after the show, you go back to your fucking room.
Sometimes somebody asks you this, is how glamorous, like when I was especially at the casino, I'm like, look, that's the best part about a casino gig, because after the show, I'd go play some blackjack, I'll play poker, and then I go, next morning, I'd wake up, get some coffee, get something to eat.
Go to Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Where there's nothing to do after a show.
Oh, God. Okay.
And you're just like, and everybody's just like, all right, well, we're going home. Like, that's just it. Like, that's it. That's why a lot of comics turn to drugs and alcohol and stuff, because
they can't deal with the loneliness. Yeah. It does get lonely at times.
It's a very lonely gig.
I'll say this. I was a great story that we heard in the news was Robert F. Smith, who pledged $40 million to the graduate students of Morehouse College. You see that video?
No.
A black man, an entrepreneur man, billionaire.
Nice.
Spoke at the Morehouse College.
Good for that guy.
And he said, everybody that's graduating, your debt is covered. Could you imagine?
That was...
You're about to throw your hat up in the air and think, fuck, I got $80,000 in college debt. What? It's done?
Yeah. Dude, I'll tell you this right now. I never went to college, but I should have gone to that one.
Well, no shit. Well, could you imagine the one dumb guy who was fucking working and washing dishes and shit and working at Applebee's and paying his own bill? And he went and watched that and go, motherfucker.
Yeah, dude. Listen, man. I don't know. I chose not to do college, which, you know.
Me too.
It worked out well.
It's working out.
So far.
Yeah.
You know? I think you'd always have something to fall back on.
Yeah. No? We don't know what the future holds. I mean, if this comedy thing doesn't work, I'm going back to T-Mobile.
Yeah.
It's
that's already working for you.
I mean, like, people think that it's working for me, but there's so much work.
You know what's crazy about this? It's so much crazy. Like, I had this conversation with Mike Vecchio. After Mike Vecchio was on The Tonight Show for the first time, usually in comedy you get a TV spot.
Dude. Yeah, you're selling out clubs.
Boom. Not anymore. It's not the way it is anymore. So at any point in time, relevancy, importance could just stop. And it's all relative. Like, I have people come up to me, oh, man, you're doing great. I'm like, what? I'm not even, like, to me, it's all relative. Like, you know, it's never enough. And that's the one crazy thing about this business. It seems like it's never enough.
Dude, I'll tell you this, bro. You go into a different tax bracket. You got to pay the government now. Like, I've never had to pay. The government always paid me during taxes. You know what I'm saying? Now I got to pay them because I'm in a different tax bracket. And then, like, I got to invest in myself and, like, do all of this shit. Like, it's different. And then you got to, like, you know, pay for a camera guy to come and record. And then it's like, all right, am I going to drop an album? How many fans do I have? Am I dropping videos constantly? Are people engaged with my social media? Like, do I have merch? You know what I'm saying? Like I just spent $300 on merch today.
Yeah.
And I'll probably sell a bunch of merch, but, like, you know, to, like, have to pay $300 to make, you know, 600, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you're always investing in yourself to get money on the back end. So don't ever be discouraged about it. Just, you know, make it work. Just by the way, understand, it's going to come.
From Facebook Live, Rodrigo Ramirez says, what about writing and writing stuff on the road?
Well, so I'll tell you this. The first 3 years that I was with Carlos, I became very stagnant with my writing. So I was doing the same jokes for the first 3 years. I wasn't changing anything up. I mean, my performance was a little bit different, but like...
You polished up the performance you had. Up, you got it better and better.
I polished up the material I had from before, and I made it into beast of jokes, right? But I wasn't writing anything new. I wasn't experimenting or trying to figure out who I was. These last 2 years that I've been doing it, now it's like every year I'm coming up with new material, new 20 minutes, new this, new that, and just trying to figure out like what works for me.
The best part, I tell you, the best part about that much work, the best part about it is the time. You know, like the greatest thing this past week was we did five shows.
Yeah.
So that's 5 hours because I almost did an hour every night.
That's perfect.
Damn. So 5 hours and five nights.
How much time is Brian going to give you to open up? Like 10 minutes?
10 to host, 20 to feature. If Stevie Blue Eyes doesn't go to feature, he said he'll let me feature. So, but otherwise, if Stevie's there, I'll host.
So what I would suggest for you is not even try to perfect your shit, but like discover other jokes. Like what works for you. Like figure out your voice.
Like, first of all, if you're doing 10 minutes, you got 20. Just always do different 10 minutes every show. Just say, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do half of this one, half of that one. I'm going to just...
Because, I'm trying.
Because the best part about doing that many shows in a row, I think about it this way. I did 5 hours this weekend. So I would have had to have gone to... How many open mics? 5 minutes. I would have had to go on like 6 months of open mics
in
1 week.
For me, it would be like five because I just I go to open mics in Miami and they already... they get pissed at me now. Because I show up. And then I'm like, yo, I'm going to do 45 minutes. And then all the comics are like, oh, Cisco's going to do 45 minutes. But I'm like, yo, dude, for years, they would only give me three or they wouldn't book me at all. I would sit at an open mic and they'll be like, we don't have time for you, Cisco, because they hated me. Damn. They were because 6 months into me doing comedy, I was already doing weekends at the Improv. So they hated me. They were like, oh, Cisco thinks he's good because he's doing whatever.
Yeah, the haters. The haters come out and try to, but the key is all that work and then shit happens. Even this weekend, like you talk about, there's jokes, there's stuff that just came out because stuff will come out on stage. So just take that and say, you know what, you're in college. Just think of it as you going to college and every time you get on that stage, like.
I don't know, though. It's different, though, for me.
Because you've never been
to
college.
The way I see it is this. When I open for Carlos, I give them my hits because I'm in front of comedy clubs, managers.
Yeah.
All this, I give them the hits.
Yeah, you don't want to go out and do new shit. I'm just saying.
And I literally, people don't think I work hard. Like, I do shows with Carlos Thursday through Sunday. And then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays, I'm at open mics. Like, I'm doing his show. I'm going down to Sweet Caroline's. Tomorrow, I'm doing Barter. Thursday, I'm doing something else. Then I do my show Friday and Saturday. So it's like, I never stop. Yeah. Like, I literally need to keep my mind going.
But because you don't post about every show, you're not working.
Exactly. So comics are like, oh, Cisco has it easy because he does six shows with Carlos and he does 30 minutes a show. Nah, dude. No. And I'm picking up bags. I'm setting up mics. I'm doing all this other because Carlos does shit that probably.
Yeah, he does that from what I heard. He's got you working, man.
Brian kind of does the same thing. He wants you to let the club know all the details.
Of course.
He doesn't want to bullshit with the sound guy. And all of that. So I tell him how much time I do, how much time the feature does, whatever. He doesn't really.
What the music intro is.
I
do that shit. Plus, I set up these mics that you see right here. Mm-hmm. I set them up on stage because we record the show. I sell his merch. I set up the audio equipment. I make sure his hotel's good. I make sure his flight's good. Like, I do all of that shit. And on top of that, I got to take care of myself.
Yeah.
So a lot of work. Hey, well, that's it.
That's
great.
It?
We got No.
We've been an hour?
Hyrum Rios says, thanks for the advice. That was a great time with you guys. And hopefully we got a lot of that right here for our own Jackie Sanchez.
Yes.
Jackie's going to blow, bro. She I've always be. Knew you were good. I just, you know, it just takes time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta take time.
I think everything happened at the right time. Everything worked out at all the perfect timing because I was in a relationship where I didn't think I'd really accept a gig on the road. And then I got it like a month after, and then now everything just seems to be falling into place.
If I could give you a part of advice for a relationship, don't have any until you start murdering. Okay. Like, until you really find yourself, don't get into a relationship. Because
it's a bit of a hindrance,
happen,
you think?
What's going to happen, like for me, I had to go home the moment the shows were, like the moment the Sunday show was done.
Yeah.
I was on a flight at 6 a.m. to go be with whoever I was with, make her happy and do all of this and not do open mics and not do that. And I was, dude, like, I didn't know, I wasn't killing it. Like, I was doing good, but I wasn't killing it.
It's got to take a lot of time and effort and focus into yourself and not...
You got to be selfish. This is the time for you to be selfish. And then once you figure it out, then that's when you could spread your love.
Spread that love, girl.
So Terry Wayne, fuck him. No,
dude, you just made the guy cry, dude.
Broke up a while ago.
Yeah, I know, but it's so funny because he's so nice and awkward. It's just so cool. I like that guy.
Hey, by the way, it's that time where we get to the news.
How old are you?
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Thank you, Peter. And from the only news station in the world with his typewriter.
Do you say that every time?
I change it up a little bit. Okay. Here and there.
I was just curious.
Same jokes every week.
Yeah, I'm like you. I change it up. I stick to the same old shit. Here's a story. Austrians told to stop kissing cows after bizarre challenge sweeps social media. You know, in Austria, like we had the cold bucket challenge or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But in Austria, they are telling people to kiss cows and film it.
I would do that.
That sounds stupid, though.
I mean, I've kissed a few cows.
Yeah, but, like, what do you get out of, like, what's entertaining about kissing a cow?
They're in Austria, dude.
There's nothing you know what I mean? But kissing a cow? Like, really? There's no...
What about cow tipping?
They should jerk off into
a
curtain.
Cow tipping, you know?
Cow tipping is better.
You know, that's not a real thing, right?
What, like, cow tipping
is not a real thing.
I thought it was a real thing.
That's not real.
How do you know?
Wait, you're saying it's a myth? It's a modern...
Like,
it's a myth?
Cow tipping is not a real thing. They don't sleep on all fours. Like, that's not how they sleep.
Actually, you're right. I've seen cows.
They sleep on their ground.
Yeah,
folded down, right?
Like, no, they lay down. Like, they don't. Like, they don't.
Yeah, no, they lay like a cat or a dog.
There's no such thing of a cow sleeping standing on all fours. That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Isn't it funny right now? We're picturing Cisco out in the middle of a fucking prairie in a farm, looking at the cows. Like,
they don't sleep standing.
They're laying down.
First of all, I'm not that guy where I'm like, I'm gonna investigate. That's not my thing. I'm not like Mythbusters, guys. I'm not gonna go out in the field and be like, I'm going to wait here until they fall asleep and see what happens.
Let's see what happens.
No, fuckers, you read shit.
Oh, the kissing cows with or without tongues is all the rage in Austria, endangering the animals and those smooching them.
So wait, you're endangering animals by kissing them?
No, they got the herpes. You imagine the fucking, now you got
Jesus
herpes in your milk.
Christ, dude. What?
Disturbing trend has been promoted by...
Oh, the people.
I don't think that's how that works.
The disturbing trend has been promoted by Swiss app Castle, which launched its bizarre cow-kissing challenges to raise money for charity.
Jesus.
And try to get a bunch of cows laid.
What is going on in this world that people are like, you know what, let's kiss a cow and make it go viral?
Well, it's like the people that dancing next to their cars, remember, and they were fucking getting killed and crushed. And
because they're stupid.
That was Darwinian, though. I think this is just like God's way of really weeding out the herd. Man. You know, this kind of stuff, like, you know, oh, yeah, let's like the people that balance on the side of a building and shit, you know, or take selfies next to the Grand Canyon. You know how many people have fallen into the Grand Canyon?
It's
like a dozen people in a year are dying at the Grand Canyon. It's like, hey, a little further back.
Yeah, taking a selfie.
Yeah. But the practice has been slammed with politicians and farming officials saying that it's creating a nuisance and could lead to people getting trampled to death.
Who's complaining? Are the cows complaining? Like, are the cows going, like, yo, like, they need to stop kissing us. My wife is getting pissed or some stupid shit like that. Like,
enough.
Who the fuck is complaining
even
about
the,
this
even
shit?
Even the Chick-fil-A cows are like, okay, enough already.
Right?
Like, go kiss a fucking chicken.
Yeah, like, this is the dumbest shit. Like, how is this in the fucking news?
Yeah, well, it is. As a result, people have been filmed wandering onto paddocks, approaching cows before puckering and kissing the confused animal.
Come here, cow. Hold on. Wait, don't move.
Hey,
like,
bite.
Cows don't even move that fast.
Let me give you
bro.
Some hay first and give you some dinner before I make out with you, bitch.
Here's some hay, and then afterwards, I'm going to kiss you. And then after kissing you, I'm going to give you this dick.
Yeah, you never know. See, that's what it leads to. You know, one minute you're kissing, and next thing you know, you're hearing the cowboy.
Like,
banging.
I would understand if they would make this a big thing if they were fucking cows. Like, if they were fucking cows, then I'd be like, you know what? We got to stop that.
That happens.
Like, kissing a cow?
That happens in Florida a bit, you know.
What, fuck?
Well, yeah, a couple guys got caught banging cows in Florida.
Florida, they fuck goats and all that weird. I heard about a guy fucking a crocodile one time.
Oh. Yeah.
Yo, did you see? There's a video of a dude fucking a snake, and the snake was like, yo, the snake got, like, was trying to get away.
Yeah.
Yeah, like straight up fucking the shit out of that snake, bro. I'm going to look for the video and send it to you.
Was it a big ass snake?
No, yeah, it was a huge python. And then like on the bottom where the asshole is, right? He was just fucking him in the asshole. And the snake wasn't even like trying to like, you know, wrap around him. Like the snake was trying to
get away. Well, it's not like the snake can turn around and push him away.
Yeah, dude. It was
snake's like, I wish I had fucking arms right now.
It was rape.
Fucked by a guy.
It was the rape of snakes.
Snake rape.
Snake rape.
Here's a Florida story. Florida woman charged with assault after admitting to throwing coconut at man outside a strip club.
Wait, repeat that again?
Florida woman charged with assault after admitting to throwing coconut at a man outside a strip club.
Like,
first of all,
coconut
guys,
or
coconut itself. Big
so,
coconut.
So what's the story? Was she mad at the dude that went to the strip club? Or
oh, he I guess lost so. His ATM card? A Florida woman was charged with assault after she allegedly threw a coconut at a man outside a strip club. Shanta Bolds, 36, was arrested on Saturday after the incident at the VIP Gentlemen's Club in Key West.
There's a strip club in Key West?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Get the fuck out of here.
While sitting on the front porch of the club, a man reportedly began to film Bolds, which upset her, she allegedly told officials. The man said Bolds yelled at him, called him names, before proceeding to throw a coconut at him.
First of all, a coconut is a deadly weapon.
It is.
You ever try to open a coconut?
Yeah.
That's yeah, my wife
that's
does it all
hard,
time.
Bro. You ever try to open a coconut?
It smells gross if the coconut's like bad or whatever.
Like with a hammer? Like that's shit. Some hard at. Like that must have been some dangerous coconut she threw at that
dude,
guy.
Dude, my wife, we got a big coconut tree out back. My wife cuts the shit out of coconuts.
But she's Asian.
They coconut, yeah, she knows she.
Man, she knows her way around
yeah,
shit.
She fucking, she gets the hammer, turns it around on the opening side. Dude, you know, fucking crazy. High karate shit.
Dude, you should never get her mad. She could fuck up a coconut.
Yeah,
imagine what she does to your balls.
She does it every once in a while. Hey, make sure you come home early. By the way, watch me open this coconut.
You imagine that's just how she tortures you for the whole, like the rest of your life. She opening up coconuts because she knows you won't cheat on her.
Dougie, I saw a photo of you and that girl after the show. Oh, fuck. Can I take a picture with you? No.
Be like, I'm never taking a picture with bitches again.
Police told the woman she would. She was outside the club and had no expectation of privacy with her. Bolds was arrested and charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, otherwise known, as Cisco said, as a coconut.
Jesus, that's a dangerous weapon, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Use it the right way.
Man in China detained after giving dogs illegal names.
Well, if it's like Tyrone or some shit like that, it's fucked up.
Shaquita. What's in a name? Apparently, you're in jail time if you're in China. A dog breeder in eastern China was detained by police on Monday after giving his two dogs illegal names. They refer to the government and civil service workers. Yeah, they don't have much sense of humor in China.
What website are you looking up these news things at?
I ain't gonna give away my source. The man
just
in his thirties.
Funny news stories from today.
Yeah, you know, that's all it takes. The man in his thirties named Ban.
The fuck was that, dog?
My dog just.
What did you name your dog again? Send you to jail,
Player. His name's Player. The dog's names ended up attracting controversy because Chenaguan are officials employed in urban areas. All right, whatever. It's not a fucking book story.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Pennsylvania man who allegedly flushed his grandparents' ashes down the toilet will stand trial.
First of all, I
we
feel
were
like
talking about that before.
I feel
the
like
show,
that's the proper way to flush ashes
down the toilet.
Yeah, because it's gonna be spread out. Throughout.
You know how when you die, you know you have any plans on how you want to handle?
I don't give a. Fuck,
you got, but you got to make plans. You can't just leave it up to somebody else.
Burn me and throw me wherever the fuck you throw me down the toilet. Who gives a shit? Like I don't care.
Does your family like, care?
My mom does. Like if I die, my mom will throw me in the ocean with the fishes or whatever. Like I really don't give a fuck.
Better be high
like,
tide.
I'm dead, bro. Like I'm dead. Like who gives a fuck?
I want to be in my coffin. Like that.
You know, so you don't have no religion. Like would you ever think, you ever think about being an organ donor?
Fuck no, they're all fucked up now. Like why would I donate some shit that has fatty tissue all around it, bro?
Well, you can donate your eyes.
Yeah, sure. My eyes that I'm blind as fuck as it is right now, I wear contacts.
All right.
Me too. Well, yeah, my eyes are
blind. I'm -9 on both eyes.
All right. Holy so you don't have shit. So you're saying you don't have worthy organs.
What I'm saying is fuck the world.
All
right. It's just like people don't understand. Like I just have a different way of seeing shit. Like when I'm done, I'm done. Like I don't believe like your soul goes wherever it goes and your fucking ashes is done. Like let it go. Like, who cares?
So if it,
what, I'm going to come back as leaves, nigga? Like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah. Well, you could come back as a cow, and somebody's going to come up to you in Australia. You're going to be a cow in Australia, and some guy's going to come up there and try to figure
And then
you.
I'm going to complain about all the kisses I get. Yeah, who gives a fuck? Yeah, I'm like, who
Too
cares,
many
bro?
Cisco, he'll go come back as a cow, and then all of a sudden, there's some guy going to kiss him. The fucking cow be like, get away from me, motherfucker!
Yeah, he'd be like, whoa, this black guy is all the way in Austria. Dude, who cares, bro? It's just... Die and do whatever it is you have to do. That's
Pennsylvania
it.
Man has been accused of flushing his grandparents' ashes down the toilet after his mother kicked him out of their house.
She deserved it.
Thomas Wells, 33, of Pittsburgh, faces two counts of abuse of a corpse. It's actually, you could be accused of abuse of a corpse.
Yeah. He ain't fuck it, but he fucked it up.
How did somebody find out about that?
Well, first of all, like, where's the proof?
That's
like,
what I'm saying. Like, how did, like
was
how
there
did
a camera of him holding the urn and being like, I'm going to fucking drain this shit?
The police say that Wells had been staying with his mother for a brief time before she asked him to leave last September. According to the news,
that's not going to stick in court, bro.
They told the police that all he wanted to do was smoke marijuana and drink alcohol.
And how dare she kick him out for that?
She found out later, though, a relative that Wells had flushed her parents' ashes before he left. The ashes were kept in a box. Listen, he admitted to a family member.
Well, he's stupid, because I would have been like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? Go down the sewer system and find
ashes? Get a box of ashes and be like this
nobody,
is them right
nobody
here.
Gives, it's already watered down.
The guy's
down.
Smoking that much weed. He should have just saved all his fucking
that's
roaches.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Right? Threw that kept shit a bunch fucking, of ashes and been like, dude. Here they are.
Why is there a fucking little blunt at the end of this fucking... I don't know what you're talking about.
My dad's butthole, don't worry.
Why are there hemos on my grandparents' hands? Hey, they smell funny.
Do you believe, like, what are you going to do when you die?
That's a good question. My first thought is to be buried, but I don't want somebody in a cheap-ass graveyard digging my ass back up. You know what I mean? Dude, I think about being an organ donor and then just cremate me and then take my ashes, if you could, and throw them over Manchester United's soccer field in England.
Dude, that sounds like a lot of work for whoever needs to do that shit, bro.
Listen, I'm going to torture my wife when I'm gone.
That sounds like an asshole move. Hey, baby, when I die, like, you don't even know if she's going
to
do it for sure.
What if she went to, like threw your ashes into a volcano? That'd be fun. That'd be like...
I don't give a... Like, dangerous. What is your ash... Why are ashes mementos?
Honey,
I don't get it.
Honey, I want you to throw my ashes into a volcano while you're taking a selfie.
Yeah,
and be sure to wear flip-flops.
I just don't get why people are like, ashes are, this is my memory of my husband. Like, who gives a fuck? Like,
some people, it's all sentimental shit, you know, that just people have beliefs.
Dude, I don't believe in none of that shit.
Well, then that's you know,
it's
you
stupid.
Don't. Well, no,
it's
hold
creepy.
On a second there,
it's
you
stupid.
Heathen. All right, you could think.
What, because you what do you think? Because you got your ashes of your dog still? You're like, I don't give a fuck, bro. Like, that's weird.
Well, yeah, because.
Let it go. Get another dog that looked like your old dog.
No, man, we're not going to get another dog, okay?
Dude,
have you ever had a pet? Like,
dude, yes. And when they die, I cry for 2 days, and I'm like, "Well, let me fucking find another pet."
Listen, I understand. I understand. We're all gonna die someday. Okay.
Yeah.
I understand that.
But
you know,
why torture yourself with the memory of somebody?
I'm not, you see me torture?
Yeah, it is a little
no,
reminder.
Like, it's a reminder. Yeah. Like, you walk. You had a bad day. You walk in. You see the urn. And you're like, oh,
you're
my
like,
god.
Fuck.
Like, oh my god.
Listen,
I'm so
I'm,
sad
listen,
now. Like,
that's,
who
that's,
gives
that's not
a
me,
fuck?
Though. You know me all. You know me 9 years. No, that's not when I see my box of my dog Pepper on the counter. I go, oh, I all of a sudden remember
on
her.
On the counter? You leave it on the counter
yeah,
where you
right
put cookies and shit?
Walked right by
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right by the cookie jar. one says Oreos, the other one says Pepper.
Yo, does anybody open it up and try to put salt pepper on their food? Hey, salt babe your dog on their steak? Like, here's the pepper.
You used the wrong condiment, dumbass.
I don't know. Maybe,
all of a sudden start scratching.
Maybe I'm an asshole, but I apologize to whoever's listening to me and think that I'm an asshole. I just feel like it's torture, and I don't, and it, you know, and it might not be a torture where people were like, oh my god, like it fucks with you, but there's gonna be a day where you see it and it's just like, why
it's
the
also
fuck
just
do I have
uncomfortable
that?
I dog sit for these people and they have their fucking like grandma's ashes upstairs next to the room I'm supposed to sleep in,
yeah,
and I hate that shit,
dude.
I hate knowing it's right fucking there. It's weird,
dude. True story.
Yeah,
true story, by the way. I am in my parents' house when I was a kid. My dad had a picture of my grandma. And, like, it was the creepiest. Like, it was black and white, and it had, like, a green, like, it was just green around it, and it was just, like, fucking weird. So whenever friends would, like, come over, like, I had one friend try to stay over and sleep over, and I would, like, I'm like, yo, she's looking at you. Like, I used to fuck with kids, bro.
It's like that Jesus photo of your mom. My mom used to have that Jesus photo, and whenever you walked around the room,
it would watch
it. It's looking at you.
Yeah.
And, like, my mom, creepy. I think my mom put that in a room so he wouldn't masturbate. You know, it's like, you know, can turn the picture of Jesus around. I'm trying to jerk off.
I used to, when I would jerk off in the room, I would stare at the picture like, what you going to say now, bitch? Like, it's just stupid.
No, Jesus, no wonder. You're living life now, and then you're going
to. No, dude, it's just.
Going straight
I just
to hell
feel
with
like,
that attitude,
I just
dude.
Feel like there's a lot of unnecessary things.
The only thing that matters is how you treat people. You know, like, my father said this to me when I was in my early 20s. He goes, Doug, when you die, the question is, how many people will show up to say goodbye to you?
But who
and
cares,
secondly,
though?
And secondly, well, it does care, because if you die and no one gives a fuck, that means you're an asshole.
Yeah, but if you die and nobody show up, It's not like you're watching, like, I'm fucking going to torture everybody that didn't show up.
So if something happened, you don't think a lot of people are going to come?
First of all, I know if I die today, a lot of people will show up. And a lot of people will be sad about it. But I don't care if they do.
Well, no one's
caring
about you care. But my point is that...
Because I think it's stupid.
Like I wouldn't mind having, like, if I die... Like, I had a couple comedians say that. Like, if I die instead of having, somebody preaching and shit, just have everybody go up and roast me. You know, like, every comedy that should just come up and have fun, roast and tell stories about shit. You know what I mean? And
I'm
just
go up there and be
fun.
Like, I remember when Doug took me to Lee County in the middle of nowhere.
All right, anyway, time to go. Time show's over. That's all we have time for today. Huh? Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for. By the way, guys, we got to get, if you're in South Florida, watch this on Facebook. Go to Tavolino's right now. We're going to be, myself, we hosting, and Jackie.
What time is the show? 8?
8:15, showtime, $15. We may have a few tickets left, but we'll be there. And Ahmed's back from his terrorizing tour. It's amazing.
You gotta tell them what happened, though.
Yeah, well, they heard about the story. We were in Naples at Off the Hook Comedy Club last weekend, not this past, but the weekend before, and somebody got panicked by one of his jokes, which was basically, joke was, you know, how many Middle Eastern people do we have here from Middle East? You know, oh, I'm from this, I'm from Iran, I'm from this. And he goes, oh, about six or seven of us, but you know, it only takes one.
Yep.
And then people freak out, to tell a joke. Some guy got so panicky the next day, mind you, he calls 911. Police show up at Off the Hook on Sunday before the show to question him.
I don't understand people.
Well,
I don't get it.
Like he said, you know what? And we were talking about it because on the way home from Naples.
Just leave the fucking place.
Just move to Miami.
Get used to it. We were driving back from Naples that night because he was staying at the Comedy Inn.
Yeah.
So I drove him back and he was bugging him, like, why did it happen? All I kept saying was, who gives a fuck? This is going to be huge. You're going to get so much press from that. And by the next morning, it was viral.
I could just imagine.
So it was crazy. So he'll be out there. And by the way, we'll be back at the Off the Hook Comedy Club tomorrow night.
Nice.
As an encore performance. And
if you want to fuck with me, come to the Miami Improv this weekend.
Yeah. I'm going to be there Friday night, right?
Yeah, Friday night, 10:30, Saturday night, 9:30. Well, you're only going to do Friday because you got to do whatever.
I'm going to be at the Gypsy Vaping Brews. What is that place called?
Yeah, because that's way
Gypsy Moon.
That's way more fun than doing Cisco's room.
Well, dude, if you want to offer me, I'll cancel. I'm headlining it.
Oh, no, see, you're probably getting paid. Let's drop that.
Yeah, I'm getting paid. And you don't cancel.
Get your little $75.
You never cancel a gig once it's more than that, bitch.
I know. I'm fucking with you, bro. Come on. I know how this works.
It's 80,
it's
okay?
It's funny.
Listen, don't fuck with me. Listen, I'm a fiduciary. Anyway, guys.
Where's your Saturday gig at? Where's it?
It's in Pembroke Pines.
Oh, okay, cool. Who runs it?
It's actually Julie Baez's room.
Nice. Okay, cool. That'll be fun.
Me, Perry Sack, Teresa Carissime is going to be coming back. She's a
pilot
now. Get the
fuck out of here. She stopped flying her planes?
No, she's still flying.
Oh, tell her I said hi.
Yeah, we will.
And tell Perry Sack I miss his body.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Me too.
And Jackie, he's like 80 with a fucking six-pack, bro.
Beautiful.
Yeah, she loves him.
I'm a Perry fan.
Yeah. He showed me a picture where he was holding his dick, and he goes, does this make my hand look too small? I was like, you motherfucker.
What?
He was holding his dick, and I was like, you motherfucker, but your dick is big, bro.
Yeah, you know what happened was, a true story about Perry Sack's dick, by the way, and we'll go over, I don't care. It's my show. Perry Sack was one of those guys where the hard-on lasted longer than 4 hours.
Get the fuck out.
So he had to go, and Perry, if you're watching, I'm sorry, buddy, but you told me. So, and it wouldn't go away, so when he went to the doctor, what they had to do is they had to slice open
a vein?
The penis. They cut along the penis. No, not just the vein.
Okay.
They cut along, along your penis, and it opens up, so it releases the blood.
Ew.
So his dick just started stretching. That's why it looks like a beer can. His dick, and you look at it, he's got like this. It looks like a woman gets fake boobs.
Hey,
like,
Perry, send me another picture. I wanna it's not that I'm gay. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Like I just want to see how it looks like.
Show me the picture.
Well, there you go, Jackie. What do you got coming up?
Saturday, I'm featuring Esco Beans.
Nice,
fun room.
Never done that show.
It's fun, little room.
Cisco said you're going to be at Miami Improv this weekend.
Miami Improv, Friday, Saturday, baby. Make sure you guys check it out. It'll be fun. I got some good, cool celebrity comedians coming on Saturday, so it should be fun.
Great. Follow our show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie and on Instagram at Wake Up Dougie Show. Follow me at Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. And go to our main site at podbean.com to check out all the archive sites and donate. Be a patron. You can donate $1 a month. goes to gas money for the comics. Haven't gotten any in a while, by the way. I apologize. Tell these cheap fucks to donate, Jackie.
Please, I'm poor.
There you go. For now.
I'm okay, guys.
Yeah, he's all right.
I'm okay.
He's got Mencia money.
It's not Mencia money. It's your money, bro.
I know. You know what I'm saying.
I get paid more on the one-nighters that I do when I do.
No doubt.
I bet. Yeah.
No doubt. Anyway, guys, thanks for watching us, and that's all we're going to have this week. And like I said, we're going to have fun. We'll be back next week with all new shows right here at the same spot. Take care.
People on earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. There being their light hit the ground.